Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. And this afternoon, it's going to be more of an hour of woman power, people power. Why? Because we're going to be talking with Jaretta Horn Nord. Her book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit, Women Entrepreneurs. Jaretta, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. My pleasure.
Now, you're the CEO of Entrepreneur Enterprises, and you actually were the founder of this series that you're putting out. You've got three books out already about entrepreneurs. You are a professor in the Spear School of Business at Oklahoma State University, and you recently served as a Fulbright Specialist Scholar in Europe, and you've spent time as a visiting scholar at UCLA and the University of Southern Queensland in Australia. You've also been the Associate Dean for the Spear School of Business at Oklahoma State University, and you are currently the Executive Editor of the Journal of Computer Information Systems. Gee, what do you do when you're bored?
I think I always have to have a project. I'm sure my mother was glad to get me out of the house because, you know, as a child, if it wasn't productive, it was something I shouldn't be doing. So,
aha. Now, in this book, you have the stories of many, many different women from all walks of life, and passion, perseverance, relationships, integrity, focus, and a number of other things are paramount with each one of these individuals to one degree or another. But one of them that I wanted to talk about today, because we don't often associate women with rocket science.
Yes.
And you have Deborah Factor Lepore. And I just think her story is incredible. Now, this woman, how did you get to know her? I mean, how did you find out about all these women? Did you have someone look up, you know, the women entrepreneurs in the United States? What did you do?
Well, I was fortunate in that Lou Kerr, who has co-authored the book, she founded the International Women's Forum, and her dream was to have these women who she had connections with through the Women's Forum to profile these women or have their stories captured. So many of the women in the book were a part of the International Women's Forum, and Deborah was one of those that Lou connected me with, and then I also got to hear her speak at a conference and talked to her after she spoke, and, you know, I just have learned to seize every opportunity I have when I have an opportunity to meet people that are outstanding and successful and to ask them for their story.
Well, I think that is great. Now, tell us a little bit about the International Women's Forum. What started this? What's it all about?
Well, it's a group of women that are professionals, and it's I believe there's over 4,000 women internationally that belong, and they have local groups as well. And Lou Kerr, as I mentioned, she's in Oklahoma City and was actually part of the Kerr McGee family. She was instrumental in getting that started a few years back and has also sponsored some conferences and has a foundation, and one of her causes is to help promote women and empower women.
Let's talk about Deborah Lepore, because this woman, how did she decide she was going to become a rocket scientist?
Well, you know, I think she was always interested in math and science, and she had become an expert, you know, in different areas. And then she was just one of those people that are anxious to succeed, was a young engineer. And she went from there to become get into, you know, the sciences and into being a rocket scientist. So I think it just one thing progressed to the other. And then one of the things that she's really interested in is being a mentor and helping other women.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. She was involved with NASA. One of the points in her story, in A Cup of Cappuccino, about women entrepreneurs, one of her mentors said, you cannot buy experience, you just have to live it. And I agree with that 100%. There is no way anybody can have authenticity unless they have actually walked a walk of experience. And you really can tell that about someone when you're listening to them, can't you?
Absolutely. That's so correct. And, you know, I think with any field that a person goes into, they have to love it. They have to have a passion for it. And then, you know, once you get into something that you really love, there's, like you say, there's no substitute for experience. And one of the things that she looked at was being an expert where in an area that there weren't many, and especially with women in this area. And so, you know, that was something that was important to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you have another lady, Terry Neese.
Yes.
And, let me preface this with a quote from Oprah Winfrey. The key to realizing a dream is to focus not on success, but on significance. And then even the small steps and little victories along your path will take on greater meaning. That is a powerful quote, because that is real wisdom. Just saying, I want to be successful, I mean, someone could look at you and say, well, you're breathing, you're standing upright, you're able to move. That's success. Well, no, that may not be what you've got in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the real thing is, going back to what you said earlier, when you really love what you do, you really are going to find your success comes sometimes in the most unusual ways. Let's talk about Terry Neese, because she is a woman that really has a passion for peace. Let's talk about her and what she does.
Okay. Yeah, well, Terry, her business now is, or one of the programs that she does in her business is a Peace Through Business program, and she looks at world peace and at educating women and that being the answer, really, to world peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she brings over to the U.S. Afghanistan and Rwanda women, and I've had an opportunity to work some with her in this program, and I actually gifted all of the women that she brought over with one of these books, because you know, the word entrepreneurship and Afghanistan women is doesn't necessarily line up. I mean, you
oh,
don't
no kidding. Yeah, I
and,
mean, wow.
Yeah, and so it's so inspiring to see what some of these women have gone through to develop their own businesses. And I mean, there's one lady that makes soccer balls, and she's employed several other women in Afghanistan. And they supply soccer balls to most of the population that needs soccer balls in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Some others are in the medical field. And so Terry has a training program where she brings them in and provides, they actually had some training before they come, and then they come in for, she started out with a 3-week program, and then I think she's had a 6-week program where she brings them in and has mentors. They actually are in the homes of women who are role models and have programs, and it's just really touching, and so many people have got on board with this. I know the Boone Pickens Foundation helped sponsor it, and I went to a couple of the events. And it's just great to meet these women and see the inspiration that they have, and then they actually are to go back to their country and help teach other women some of the business skills that they've learned.
I really like what Terry had to say. If you educate a woman, you educate a nation. And a country that is economically sound has a greater capacity for peace. And
absolutely.
I think that that is so true. And it is something that I think the youth of our country need to understand. We have a lot of people who are older that can't even grasp it mentally, and it is paramount that there be business, that there, I mean, life, that's what you do. I don't care if you're bartering cows or you're using dollar bills. It doesn't make any difference. There is a need. Services have to be there. When you can find that need, when you can supply that value, then you have got something, one, that gives a person a sense of self-respect and self-esteem, and a woman being educated, knowing she can stand on her own 2 feet, it's really a tremendous asset. And we have so many places in the world where they have done for generations exactly the opposite, and then the abuse all on all levels is just phenomenal, because it's not a male-female thing, really. It needs to be an understanding. Good business is good in business. It does create a healthy economy and enables things to go along and to develop. If you don't have a healthy economy,
that's right.
People starve to death. They don't have any options.
And as you said, the feeling of self-worth, the what it does through the economy and for families. And, you know, it's something that if they, the children growing up there have role models and see their mothers in roles such as this, then it's passed down through the generations.
Now, let's talk about business funding. Entrepreneurship means you've got to take risks. I was watching some people being interviewed. This was just last night, and they had maybe a business of their own, but they said, I want to be someplace that's safe. They were in a government job. Well, excuse me, if the private sector isn't making money, there's no money for the government. The government doesn't make money. It prints it,
mm-hmm.
but it does not have any earning capacity. It just doesn't do that. It takes your middle class that is out there producing goods and services that we can export that enables us to bring income in so we can import and we can have a healthy, balanced budget. That's what we're supposed to do. But that is not what's going on. And this person said, well, I took a position because I wanted to have absolute security. And now they're finding that they don't have it.
Well, that's right. And many are saying, many entrepreneurs are saying just the opposite now, you know, that they have taken control of their own destiny by having their own businesses so they don't depend on someone else
mm-hmm.
and worry about being laid off or being, you know, handed the pink slip. And so, you know, you're absolutely right, though. The backbone of our country is entrepreneurship. And without that, we... You know, that is really the solution to economic recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways for people to start businesses without a lot of risk, without a lot of capital. There's many businesses, home-based businesses, online businesses, and many examples of businesses that have been started with very little money and now are multimillion-dollar businesses.
Yes, and I think part of that incorporates having good mentors, being able to understand that some people may say you get rich overnight, but usually it's a lot of time that's put in, a lot of time, effort, dedication, discipline. Let's talk about Eloise Freights. Now, she is a woman that's multilingual, 7 languages. She's lived in many different parts of the world because of her career. But she is aware of a group, Renewable Resources Group. In fact, she works with them, and they're very much interested in renewable technologies. Tell us about her and how in the world she got into that.
Well, you know, that's interesting. And she, I thought, was just phenomenal because of the languages that she speaks. And yet she, when I asked her about her story, she wasn't sure that she was really an entrepreneur. And the more I talked with her, you know, I said, absolutely. But her mother is also in the book, and that's the way that I had the connection with her. And she had family that worked in this business, and decided to give it a try, and has really, you know, worked out. She's in California, and they're doing very well. So, you know, I think it's something that is very timely. And like you say, people have to really work hard to get to where they are. It's not that you jump into something as an entrepreneur and you're instantly wealthy. The work ethic, the passion, the perseverance, networking, meeting other people, those are all critical. And, you know, I've found even with interviewing these entrepreneurs, finding the time to do this sometimes is difficult because they are so busy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Now, you have a lady, Lillian Caldwell. She is involved in media, as I am.
Yes.
And her motto is, Voices of the People, United We Roar. She sounds like a fascinating woman. How did she get involved in media?
Yeah, you know, she wanted to give a voice to those people that might not otherwise have one. So her mission is really not to interview the celebrities or the people that are already out there and known. She wanted to give a voice to people who maybe have written a book or who have a message that they want to get out to the public, and she does that. And it's, you know, it is about passion and about being positive. And I actually had a show on her network for a while. I was a host for a radio show, Empowering Entrepreneurs. And she, you know, she started up and just set up her own web-based radio station. She had to research and learn as she went. And it's one of those stories that you say, okay, if I knew everything that was involved, maybe I wouldn't have done this. But you don't always know what's at the end of the staircase. You just take that first step. And so that's what she's done, and she has listeners from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that is absolutely, I think, an example of what a person can do. And, you know, technology is so important. And in our world today, it is evolving so rapidly that the minds that are behind this phenomenal evolution, this transformation that's occurring, are being enabled because of how far we've come with technology to even speed up the momentum even more. And it's really difficult for anybody in the industry itself. If they are out of the loop for 3 months, they're out. I mean, it's just amazing. So the average person really is challenged with this. How do you keep up with all of it? Well, it is a chore.
That's right. But you know, the other, it certainly is, and technology changes so rapidly. But the other side of that is it's opened up our markets to the world. I mean, we now have a global opportunity to operate on a global basis. And you know, there's just the number of people that you can reach out to as a result of technology, of the web, and, you know, the internet, and being able to do business online. It's phenomenal.
I love it. I really think it's great. I just wish I had someone that was like 17 years old that could do all the social networking.
I know.
I mean, they're the ones that just have got it all together. It just is amazing.
It comes natural to them because they grew up with it.
That's right. Absolutely true. You have a story in here, a woman that I just thought was absolutely awesome. Her name is Karen Peterick. She ended up getting an incurable autoimmune skin disease, alopecia areata, and they don't know the cause of it. They have absolutely no clue.
Yes.
She ended up going to New Zealand, developing a business called Freedom Wigs Vacuum Prosthesis. Tell us about this amazing woman.
Well, you know, I think like anyone would have been at first, it was devastating to her because we put so much importance on our hair and our appearance, and she lost her hair, and so it was, you know, where do I go from here? And what's so inspiring is that she turned that experience, her story, into a business, and is now doing for other women what she found a void, really, where she couldn't find wigs or hair pieces that were, you know, really comfortable and looked natural. And so she searched the world and, as you said, found in New Zealand this Freedom Wigs, and now has that business and does quite well with it.
These women in this book are women that come from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of educational levels. And I think that's one of the wonderful gifts that your book gives. It's the understanding that no matter where you are, you can start right where you are. And I think the diversity of products and services that these women have evolved into, they're not all multimillionaires.
Right.
Some of them are making what they consider a very satisfactory income. Others are in the multi-millions. But I think there's really a misunderstanding on the part of a lot of people. When someone's an entrepreneur, it doesn't mean that that is where they're aiming. They want to be able to enjoy their work. They want to make a good living from it. They want to be able to have the lifestyle they desire, whatever that lifestyle might be. It could be anything from living in a log cabin up in the Sierras somewhere to having a 500-foot-long yacht.
That's right. We all have different goals, and we all have, you know, different things that inspire us. And so that's absolutely right. And that's what I really intended to do, and I appreciate that you've noticed that, is to get a real diverse group of women. There's one, for example, that makes artwork. She takes typewriter keyboards and different things that she can get, you know, without having to pay for them, that are salvaged, and she makes different works of art and sells it on Etsy.com. And, you know, she's not making a lot of money, but it's what she loves doing. And and then, like you said, there's some that have really, really, as far as the money or the wealth goes, it's been exceptional. But mm-hmm. I think it's different for everyone. What would really, and the amount of flexibility, the amount of control, the freedom that you have as an entrepreneur, not meaning that you're going to have a lot of time because you do work a lot of hours, but you do that because you want to.
Right. I got a kick out of Kathy Guest, who's into junking.
And, yes.
You know, she calls herself and her friend the Queens of Bling. And
yes.
I thought that was really something. But they go and they get junk, what other people consider junk, and they make it into treasures. And they
yes.
go and they do different shows, and they're at antique malls, and they've got all kinds of things. And so she says, we've got shabby chic style furnishings and decor.
Yes, and they call themselves Girls Gone Junkin'.
Yes, I mean, that's great.
Oh, it's she was so fun to talk to. She one of their first shows they went to, they forgot to get a hotel, and all the hotels were sold out. So they put their goods up on, hung it on the mirror and on the windows, and so they had privacy and they slept in their car. But it's two teachers that decided to quit their jobs and make money as entrepreneurs, and they are busy. They're very their stuff is very much in demand.
Mm-hmm. There's a quote you have in here: no life ever grows great until it is focused, dedicated, and disciplined. Why do you think that is something that too frequently is not enforced in our society today? That used to be very, very important in American society. Where do you think we've gone wrong here?
Oh, you know, I think maybe through the generations we wanted our children to have what we didn't have, and we may have gone too far in the wrong direction with that, where that work ethic, you know, it's always, if you think about what your parents told you and maybe what their parents told them, we always laugh about the walking uphill in snow, you know, 5 miles to school. But I think as through the generations, we've tried to make it easier and easier on children to the point that they that work ethic maybe wasn't instilled or hasn't been instilled. And it's going to have to, you know, I truly believe it's going to have to go in the other direction so people realize they have to focus, they have to work hard. And it can still be, you can still be very happy, in fact, happier, because you have a better sense of self-worth and, you know, really a nice sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You have Paula Marshall, who's the story is titled From Potatoes to Pies and an Unexpected Journey to Entrepreneurism. And she had what she called her puzzle pieces. And she came from a family that was pleased that she was brought into it because there were two boys, and she
right.
was the girl that came in. But her mother was very, very influential. She believed so strongly in education that if they were sick during a school day, they had to stay home that weekend. I wonder how many parents would be open to that today. But she said she'd go to school sick. Because she didn't want to, she did not want to stay in the house on the weekend. She wanted to be able to play. But she said it was absolutely imperative, as far as her mother was concerned, she'd get her education. And she said, you know, you've got to be open to other doors, and you need to do what you think is right. You need to look upon things that happen to you as blessings rather than punishments. It's okay to be afraid. She gives all these puzzle pieces. Women just need a chance, bring all the pieces of the puzzle together. What is her business today? Because she is a multimillionaire.
She has a business called Bama Companies. Her grandmother was named Alabama and started this pie company making pies. And then her father was in the business, and he had a heart attack. And she was treated like a princess, but he was in that generation that didn't look at women as being CEOs. And when he had a heart attack and her brother also had some health problems, she and her mother decided they could take over the business. And they took that business from a $30 million business in revenues to a $300 million in revenues business. And they sell the pies to one of their clients is McDonald's, mm-hmm. the pies that McDonald's sells. They also sell dough to Pizza Hut. So they've got some, you know, some huge clients. And I just saw her about 2 weeks ago, and she was actually speaking at a conference where that I attended. And, you know, she just has a great story, and she's really down to earth and really interested in helping other women because she had to overcome some hardships. And she tells her story. She got pregnant. Then she married the father, was abused, and then her dad gave her a chance to work in the company, but he said, you have to be here just like everyone else at 4 a.m. in the morning. And she started at the bottom and worked her way up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the stories of these women, if you just read one a day, you would have an inspiration and an awareness of life that I think is absolutely phenomenal. And it would be inspiring, and I recommend your book highly. Your website is acupofcappuccino.com, acupofcappuccino.com. Giretta, I know we're just about out of time here. What thought would you like to leave with my listeners today?
Well, thank you, Donna. You know, what's been so phenomenal for me is hearing all of these stories as well, and I think it's made difference in my life and keeping and being inspired and empowered and knowing that anything is possible. So I just say find your passion and live your dream.
Find your passion and live your dream. And what's important is that you have to know your dream. When you're listening to these stories that we're sharing with you today, each and every one of these individuals, each and every one of them had to find their own way. Nobody just handed it to them on a silver platter. They had to go perhaps against cultural indoctrinations. They had to develop their own belief systems where they would know that they could be successful. And lots of times they didn't know that they could. In this book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneurial Spirit, This is about women that have been successful. And I think that you would enjoy her other book. So go to the website, acupofcappuccino.com, acupofcappuccino.com. Gyretta Nord, I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. And I wish you continued success. And I know you've got three other books that you're working on. And I do hope you'll keep me in the loop so that we'll be able to have you on again.
I absolutely will. And thank you so much for the the opportunity. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Donna Sebo here. Don't forget, check out the website, acupofcappuccino.com. Gyretta Horn Node has been my guest today. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Hello and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo. I know we've got a caller waiting on the line. I'll be right with that caller. But first, I want to give out the toll-free telephone number. If you would like to chat with me today, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And quickly, for those of you that are really wanting to get yourself into shape physically, Monday we're going to be having Rio on the air. And Rio is a raw food expert. And that may sound sort of unappetizing to you, but let me tell you, this woman has a DVD out that's fascinating to watch what she's able to do with food so that they're transformed into something edible that is really quite tasty. Raw food bagels? Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about on Monday. It's an amazing thing to be able to become aware of. It'll change your whole perspective. Donna Sebo here. Let's take this first caller and show you what we do on the Donna Sebo Show. Don't forget, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and I do like to know where you're calling in from. Hi, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Donna. My name is Anna. And I'm
Anna,
from New Jersey.
Oh, where in New Jersey?
South Jersey, close to Philadelphia.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Are you still inundated with snow?
No, thank God, no. It's kind of warm out right now, so we've been getting, we had a lot of rain today.
Oh, well, that's good, because we got bombarded in the Northwest with snow. We've got an Arctic front, apparently, that's so enthusiastic, it's decided it's going to baptize us with snow, and it's going to head across the rest of the country to do the same thing. So,
oh, no, keep it there with you. Don't send
oh, no.
it this way. I've had enough snow.
Well, I'm afraid it's on its way, dear, because we've got another storm coming in this Sunday. Well, let's get down to business, Anna. First thing that I'm looking at with you is a dynamic of change. Now, I'm getting an image of you're kicking and screaming, and it's as if you're saying, I don't want the change this way. I really don't want it to happen right now. I've got my plans in place, and you're just having a fit. And I want to say to you, keep your, look at your plans and work with your plans to the best of your capability.
Okay.
When you cannot control other things, let go, go out dancing, do something that's going to get you away from this agitation that you create for yourself that really makes you very unpleasant to be around, to be perfectly frank, because you can't be comfortable. It's like you're thinking, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to be. It's all. Are you a control freak? I mean, just let go. Relax, hon, because what you can't control, you just need to sort of roll with the person.
Yeah, you're right.
We all go through this, but let's face it. If a blizzard is blowing outside, are you going to go out outside and stand and try to get a job? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
So you do what you can. Maybe you've had some things you haven't been able to get all tidied up and in order. Fine, you sit down and you take care of that or whatever it is that you need to do. Mm-hmm. Count your blessings, and then when the blizzard is past, then you go out and you do whatever you need to do.
Right.
But
exactly.
Yeah, that's what's really undermining you at this time. Yeah, it is this feeling that you have got to be going 5,000 miles an hour and everything has to be done day before yesterday.
Yep, yep.
It's not
so
working,
true.
Is it?
No, uh-uh.
What's your question for me today?
Well, I wanted to find out about my relationship with Andrew.
Well, Andrew's a nice guy. I'm not seeing the two of you getting married. Is that what you were concerned with? Are you trying to lasso this guy in?
Well, eventually I'd like to.
Look, I love your honesty. What I'd like for you to do is make it okay for Andrew just to be Andrew. You just need to be yourself. What are you stressed out about relative to Andrew? Because he's not going to change, dear, and don't think you're going to change him. It's not going to happen.
Right, right.
What stresses you out about Andrew?
Certain lifestyle.
Then you have to ask yourself, what is it about his lifestyle? What is it about his character and his patterns that causes you anxiousness?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a bad person. But
no,
I guarantee
he's a wonderful person, actually.
You're not going to change him, and you have to address this. If it is that uncomfortable for you, then don't be concerned about getting married. It's all right to make space for someone that's going to be more compatible with you.
Right, right.
Don't
have this attitude of desperation. Which I will, you know, bend a lot for him. Do you see it working out?
No. No. I have not, in my counseling experience and in my observation of people, if there is not a real compatibility between two individuals, and you're not going to find anybody that's perfect. It doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, well, I'll bend 90% so that I can keep him around, forget it. Because you're not doing yourself a favor.
Yeah.
No, it's not a matter of being willing.
100%.
No, 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 no. Then you're desperate. Then you're saying, my goodness, I won't find another warm body.
Oh, no, 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 no. I know I will. I have no problem with that.
But, hon, you've got some stuff subconsciously that's at work here. So what you're doing is compromising in a way because subconsciously there is a factor of fear of being alone, a fear of being by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to be able to face. And to say,
right.
Well, I'll bend 100%. Baloney. I mean, that's like a Victorian female that says, well, this is the way it is for women. You either do it their way or it's the highway. I'm sorry. That doesn't work.
I accept him 100% for the way he is. I have a little bit of getting used to, but because I do love him, I will accept it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's not be melodramatic here. I think you're just, this is like a drama.
Well, I'm just saying how it is.
Opera.
I mean, you know.
No, no. How long have you gone with this guy?
Over a year.
Sounds like to me that there are qualities about him you do like.
Oh, absolutely.
But you have to really be honest about this. He's got to be able to accept you for the way you are, and you are not a sacrificial lamb where you're going to stand here and just say, okay, cut my throat. That's perfectly all right with me. I don't mind bleeding. I'm sorry. This doesn't work. There's something you've got to face about something that you're afraid of. And I don't know, and we don't have a lot of time on the air for a counseling session, but you need to be honest with yourself. Don't make him into something that he's not. And don't try to be something you're not.
So your advice is just to let it go?
My advice to you is to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have your answer. You've already got your answer. But you really need to have integrity with yourself.
Okay.
That's very important. Very, very important. And too many people don't have it. I don't care whether you're male or female. It's having that integrity with yourself, knowing yourself well enough to be honest about what is really important to you and what is not.
Right.
It has nothing to do with him. It has to do with you.
With me. Okay. Well, I appreciate the advice.
You're very welcome, dear. You have a wonderful day. And I hope you don't get more snow, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I hope not. Thank you.
You're welcome, Anna. Have a wonderful day. This is Donna, or evening, I should say, with where you are. This is Donna Sebo. And if you want to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756 is a toll-free number. And all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, well, I'd also like to know where you're calling from, and let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Oh, have I got something for you. I don't know about you, but Sunday mornings are a very special time in the Sebo household. That's when I get out recipe books, or I will fix a Sunday breakfast. Actually, it's more like a brunch by the time I get around to doing it. And it's the time when my husband and I are just able to sit, chat. We just have a wonderful spread. I put out our finest of whatever we've got and set a beautiful table. And this is a gift to ourselves. This is something I've been doing for years. And then my husband loves to have me read to him. And we have a number of books. Oh, I know. I read 400 to 600 books a year. But he really enjoys. There's so many wonderful pieces of material. So I'll read out loud. We have conversations. We discuss things. But having that breakfast is wonderful. And I have a delicious puffy egg omelet that I think you would absolutely love. And it is so easy to make. And how about some sautéed Canadian ham fixed in, could be white wine, cider. Oh, I mean, these are some things that I think really create a magic, and they look so beautiful when they're served. So whether it's just for yourself, like we do in the Sebo household, or if you are having a group of people over for Sunday breakfast or brunch, this is a recipe I think you really like. So I'm going to be sharing that with you after the break. So have a pad of paper and a pen handy. Then I wanted to share with you quickly, oh, here's the number, 888-815-9756, if you'd like to call in and chat. This real short poem by Monica Kettlebrook, and she said, in the shades of night, the sky writes its wishes in stars, its dreams in moonlight. Isn't that wonderful? The sky writes its wishes in stars, and its dreams in moonlight. Oh, I just love that. So I wanted to share that with you. And with the cold, cold weather that we're having here in the Pacific Northwest, boy, I'm telling you, that sky is just gorgeous to look at. We don't have a cloud to be seen. Of course, the temperatures are a little brisk, so you may not want to sit outside for very long since it's down to about 15 degrees above zero, although it's a little bit colder in other parts of the world, I guess. But for us in the Pacific Northwest, that's crisp enough. Well, I wanted to also let you know, I want to share with you quickly about thoughtfulness on the part of someone that made a difference and actually saved a woman's life. There was a person, Sandy Hansen. She one day through her job met a woman with two children who was really having a difficult time. Her daughter needed a kidney transplant at a young age, and the family could only afford bare necessities like food and rent. So she decided she was going to make sure that she was okay, and she gave her a gift at a spa. Well, then there was another woman, Denise Luckney, who was at her doctor's office, and she said, I was there for an early morning appointment, and I was surprised to see the waiting room completely filled, and it was during the flu season, and she said, oh, I was going to be late for work. She sat down, she started chatting with a woman sitting next to her, and they shared stories. An hour and a half later, she was still waiting. She was really getting concerned. She was probably going to have to reschedule her appointment, but the lady she'd been talking with, her name was called, and instead of getting up, she had been waiting for even longer than Denise. She said, take Denise, will you please? If she isn't seen by a doctor, she's going to be late for work. She said, I was stunned at her selfless, very thoughtful act. Just takes one person, one act, one moment to make a difference in an individual's life. There are two examples. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. RawEnergyRadio.com.
We're back! The Northwest Women's Show with 400 exhibits, entertainment, seminars, the Glow Experience, fashion shows, and shopping, shopping, shopping. Meet HGTV's Terry Haas, animal communicator Polly Klein, and Seattle's hottest firefighters. March 4th through 6th at Quest Field Event Center. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. Show information at nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, have you got that pad of paper and pen handy? Well, let me tell you who we've got coming up next week, and then I'm going to give you the recipes. And I said recipes because there are two here. They're so simple and so good. Okay, we are going to be talking with Rio, who is a raw food expert. She has the most wonderful DVD. I never thought you could make bagels out of raw food. Believe me, she does. She even knows how to make a cream cheese. You're going to have to take my word for it and tune in on Monday. On Tuesday, we're going to be talking about Obi's wisdom. Dr. Kerkorian has put together a very, very good book about how to live life with more purpose and passion. And then Robert J. is the author of Montooth 2. There was a one, Montooth 1. But we're going to be talking about his latest publication, Montooth 2. It's A Race for the Ryland Ruby. Now, this is a work of fiction, but Robert is a historical researcher. So this book is packed full of all kinds of facts and information. It's utterly amazing to read. And then we're going to be listening to music with Greg Tamblyn. He is a music comedian, and his work is absolutely awesome. So we're going to be listening to some real fun stuff. So I will be chatting with him on Wednesday of next week, or Thursday of next week. And then on Friday, we're going to be giving the best of Donna. And that is going to be because I will be hosting a women's forum at the Northwest Women's Show. And speaking of the women's show, for those of you that are in the Pacific Northwest, if you can, come on out. It is going to be absolutely marvelous. 3 days, three dynamic days. Filled with people, services, products, oh, just all kinds of things going on. And it's amazing. I'm going to be in booth number 407 on Friday. I have six speakers we're going to be addressing in 1 hour. We're going to be talking about quantum wellness and energy healing. The second hour is going to be about animals. The third hour is going to be about laws affecting women and juveniles. So we've got just a dynamic program. Then on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be talking about the psychic mind and you. And the Saturday program will be at 1:30. The Sunday program will be at 1 o'clock. And if you can, come on by the booth, peruse through the books that I am purging from my library. I will have gobs of them there. And you will also, if you're interested, be able to get a mini consultation with me. And I'm looking forward to seeing a number of you there. So do come by, say hello. It's booth number 407. Okay, let's talk about food for a minute. Like I said, in the SIBO household, when I'm not on the road traveling, Sunday breakfast is really special. That's when I take the time to really fix wonderful quiches, all kinds of things that are just delicious. I just absolutely love sitting with my husband and enjoying our time together, eating on our finest dishes, whatever the best of whatever we have is put out on the table, because I love to set a beautiful table. Well, this is what's called a golden puffy omelet. Now, I will say this to you right off the bat. This serves 6 people. So when you hear the ingredients, if you want to make it for, let's say, half of that, all you have to do is cut the ingredients in half, and you'll get the same result. So let me give you the recipe for 6 people here. 10 eggs, and you want to separate those eggs. They need to be at room temperature. You want to leave them at room temperature for about an hour. You're going to need 4 slices of bacon that you want to cut into small pieces, 2 tablespoons of butter or margarine. I would say skip the margarine. I believe in butter. It has a much better taste. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar, dash of pepper, 1 cup sour cream. Use the real sour cream. Don't use the no fat or low fat. Use the real stuff. 2 teaspoons of snipped fresh chives. And you can use 8 to 10 slices of your favorite bread. You want to remove the crusts, and you want to have them diagonally, so you have triangles. Now, you can use something else. You can use a puff pastry. That's right. You can use a frozen puff pastry. Let it come to a comfortable temperature where you can maybe unfold it easily without splitting the seams, and then you're going to want to cut it into triangles and then put it around the edge. You're going to need about 3/4 cup to a cup of coarsely grated Swiss or sharp cheddar cheese, whatever your preference is. And if you wanted to use something like your jalapeno cheese, I mean, just try, you could try this with different cheeses to see what flavors you really enjoy. Now, these are the directions. Your eggs have to be separated. You turn the whites into the large bowl of your electric mixer. And you want to put the yolks into a small bowl. You're going to saute your bacon until it's crisp, and you want the bacon to drain on paper towels. Then you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Put your butter into a shallow of oval baking dish, about 13 inches long, 2 inches deep, and it would hold about 3 quarts of liquid. If you put in 3 quarts of liquid, it would hold it comfortably. And the reason that that's important is because this is going to puff up. Now, remember, if you fix half of this amount, you're going to need a smaller unit. But then you add 1/2 teaspoon of salt and the cream of tartar to your egg whites. You put your mixer on high speed and beat those egg whites just until they're stiff. The peaks, when they're forming and they're still moist, that's when you want to stop beating it. With the same beaters, you want to beat your egg yolks with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and pepper until they're really, really thick and lemon-colored. Then take a rubber scraper, gently fold in your sour cream, your chives, and your bacon into the yolks. You want to blend that very, very well. Then that yolk mixture, you want to use a wire whisk and fold it into the white that were beaten until they're moist and stiff, and then you pour it into the dish you have prepared, and then take your bread slices, put them around the edge of the pan, the inside edge. You don't lay it on the bottom, just around the edges. You can do the same thing with the puff pastry, and then you top it with the grated cheese. Now, if you're using a puff pastry, you may want to take a little bit of butter, melted butter, and just lightly brush the puff pastry. You don't have to do it, but you might want to do it. You also, if you wanted to, could spray the inside of the dish with a nonstick cooking spray. You're going to bake it. Well, don't forget to put your cheese on the top. I forgot to tell you that. The grated cheese you want to put on top of your mixture. You bake it for 20 minutes at your 350 degrees. If depending on how your oven is, it might be a little bit longer, might be a little bit less. With your Canadian bacon, and it comes up golden brown and puffy, it's 2 tablespoons of butter, 1.5 pounds of Canadian bacon, and you saute your bacon in the butter because Canadian bacon does not have a lot of fat in it. And then once you've browned the bacon, put your slices in the skillet, pour your wine or your cider or apple juice over it, simmer it until it's heated through just a few minutes, and you have got a wonderful, wonderfully flavored ham. We're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life is about living. Life is about risk. Don't be afraid of it. Step up to your plate. Get out that ball bat and swing it hard when opportunity comes your way. And make a home run. This is Donna Sebo. Have a fabulous weekend. Talk with you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.